Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Little Mix. I'm your host, Sam, Sam Love or Semi Love K. Today I am here with Silent. Welcome,
yo.
Silent, to our show.
What's going on?
What's up with it? How you doing?
I'm all right.
What you sipping on tonight?
I got me a little Taylor Pope Black.
Oh.
TP Nasty.
wait. I've heard of people mixing Taylor Port with like Hennessy and other
type of shit.
Who doing that?
Hey, my sister done did it. She said it's some wild shit.
I don't know if I can. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know if I can get into it. Taylor Port itself is already about to fuck me up. I'm not trying to like be over the limit of being fucked up. Like, I feel like that's a man thing. Like,
see, look, mostly females doing it, though.
Mixing Taylor Port with Hennessy?
Yep. Taylor Port, Hennessy, Taylor Port, Don Julio, Taylor Port.
Oh, hell. Them drinkers. I must be in a drinker then.
I must not.
No way.
That's what I found out from a female.
I heard that from a man before. That's the weird part, because, like, I expect, so for me, I'm like, okay, Teleport is kind of like a wine, or it's, like, in that category. So
yeah,
then you're adding fucking Hennessy to wine. Like, this is not one of those fucking mixers. Teleport is not a mixer. What the hell? I feel like that's something a man would do, because he like, oh, this shit, it ain't strong enough for me. Let me add some Henny to it. Like, yeah, but I don't know. I've only tried one Taylor Port before. I can't remember which one it was, and it wasn't the best tasting one.
The only two I drink is the black and the regular one. The other one's nasty.
I feel like it gave me like a Japanese vibe type taste, or I can't remember the name of it, but I was just
probably
like,
had that cherry sherbet or whatever.
Yeah, that's the one it was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, that's the one, y'all. The fuck? Like, what is this?
Don't nobody drink them other ones.
Nah, I can't. I couldn't get into it.
You got to try that Minute Maid Sprite, though.
Yeah, I did the Simply Limeade review, and that, I'm not going to lie, those were really good. Very carbonated, but really, really good. They got me fucked up. I had, like, just literally tasting the four different flavors they had, I was fucked up just by tasting them. And I was like, what the hell? Yeah. I don't know if my tolerance is just low, because I don't... Let's get into this. I need to say this for whoever listening. I be having so many people reaching out to me, like, okay, when I'm doing, like, my stories and, like, shit like that, or they'll send it back to me and be like, all right, it's time to put a bottle down, or, all right, you're starting to drink a lot. Like, I don't drink that much, sweetie. The only time I'm actually drinking is when I'm doing my review, or if it's, like, a special occasion. I don't drink every day. I don't drink every weekend. Like, I don't know if y'all think I'm an alcoholic or what, but this shit is for fun, okay? Like, please, not too much on me. Please. Please. I need y'all off my back. Please. I can't. But those are also people that don't know me. These are, like, people that are like, all right, damn, you drinking again? Again? Like, I'm not. And obviously, cup that I post on my damn story is not always alcoholic. I may make it look like it is, but it's not always alcoholic. So, yeah, let's get that together.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, let me, I guess, kind of let y'all know what I've been up to. I recently did the whole, my sister had like this birthday extravaganza here in Orlando, and we did like the whole weekend at a Airbnb, very nice Airbnb in Kissimmee. Like, we're always doing the Airbnbs for her birthday over there, and let me tell y'all, the end of the night for that Saturday, at the end of the night, we ended up going to the strip club here in Orlando. I've never been to a strip club in Orlando, but let me tell y'all, these were the most gorgeous strippers I have ever seen in my life. Like, I've been to strip clubs, not in, obviously not everywhere, but these were the most beautiful, like, face teeth, body teeth, like, everything. Like, I don't know. I can't wait to go back. I'm kind of upset because we got there when they were, like, almost closing, so we didn't really have time to, you know, enjoy ourselves, and it was just a lot going on. We were frustrated. Bunch of shit was just not, you know, how it was supposed to be. But at the end of the day, got in there, got me a drink, and it was very like compact. I don't really like small spaces. Like, it was shoulder to shoulder, ass to ass. I ain't like that. Like, I'm fine with people, obviously, if a female brushing past me, titty to titty, I'm fine with that, but don't touch me. Like, don't physically put your hand on me. I don't fuck with that at all. I don't fuck with it. But besides that, strippers looked amazing. Even their bartenders. Like, even their, like, every female, like, body crazy face. And I'm a face person. Like, yeah, your body can be cool, but when your face matches the body, like, that's what gets me. I'm sorry. Like, that's it. That's it for me. So I will definitely be back. God damn, I forgot the name of it. Damn, what was it called again? I can't even tell y'all. I'll probably tell y'all in the next episode or something, because I can't remember now. But, or maybe towards the end of this. But anyway, yeah. What you been up to?
Nothing. Working and taking care of the kids. Oh, doing little tattoos and stuff.
Still that. I still need to get me one. I've been craving. I need to get my kids' names. I don't have their names. Oh, y'all. I have two children. I ain't even let my audience know what's up. So I have two kids. I am. I guess that's what people be meaning when they be like, we want to know more about you. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Anyway, I have two kids. My son is 6 and my daughter's about to be 5. Yeah, I got like a pair, so shit. I don't need no more, but you know what I mean?
Not yet.
Yeah, for sure. But that was my two. I got two kids. And that's what I guess that kind of insinuate, or it kind of like gave y'all insight on that, because on the last episode I was just like getting back to school and doctor's visits and shots and shit like that. That's what I meant by that. I have two kids. So,
right.
Anywho, that's good shit. Definitely gotta always make sure the babies are straight. Make sure they're good. They come first. And shit, they always say I'm a mother first, but bad bitch immediately after. Okay? Like, that's all.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say about that. So I was having this conversation the other day, and someone pretty much told me that they feel like love bombing isn't real, and it's basically just a player being a player. How do you feel about that?
Honestly, I got mixed feelings on it, because love bombing, I feel like it's a nice letdown of, I'm not into you like that. Mm-hmm. And why I say that is because, like, okay, you could be with this person. Like, say, for instance, me and you, if we were talking and, you know, we both liked each other, we both had mutual interests.
Mm-hmm.
I could be doing the same stuff with this other girl who slightly likes me but don't like me like that, and then she'll feel like I'm doing too much, versus you'll feel like, oh, he's the man of my dreams type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I kind of feel like it's based off if that person likes you or not.
Gotcha. I feel that. So you do think, technically you do think it's real, you don't think it's a player being a player?
No, I don't think so, because at the end of the day, sometimes people be doing too much. Like, I understand you like me and stuff, but, you know, kind of, you know, don't give me too much yet. Like, let me
right.
Let me earn that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, don't put all your cards in, on the table type shit.
Yeah, kind of like keep it on a pace. Like, don't rush.
Right.
So, this is the definition of love bombing. Love bombing is a manipulation tactic used to gain trust and control someone through excessive attention, affection, and gifts. It's often used in romantic relationships by abusers, narcissists, and cult leaders. Mm-hmm. And some signs of love bombing is excessive attention, excessive compliments, gifts, speeding up the relationship, and withdrawal. So basically, excessive attention is the love bomber may want to spend all of their time with you or need you to be in constant communication. And then with the compliments, the love bomber may show you or shower you with praise and compliments, such as you're the most amazing or the most beautiful person I've ever met. With the gift part, it's more like they give you excessive or unwanted gifts or buy you overly expensive gifts too early.
Mm-hmm.
And then speeding up the relationship is more like quickly saying I love you, like real quick, and making plans to be together, moving together type shit. And then after the love bombing, they may withdraw and they may, you know, leave you wondering what the fuck happened. And to be honest, I think I was love bombed. And let me explain the situation, okay? So this happened a while ago, and I feel like it happened in threes. And I know, you know how people be like, shit happened in threes? Like, I feel like it happened in threes. The first person that came along, it was so strong. I noticed it immediately. I had never experienced love bombing before this person, but when they came along, I was like, oh, yeah. This is love bombing 101. Like, I knew it immediately. And the crazy part is, before this person came into the picture, I was manifesting, or I was trying to manifest my husband or my person. So with me manifesting my person, when this person came into the picture, they were like, I'm ready to get married. I'm like, I have the ring already. You're my wife. I know you're my wife. Like, on the second day, they were telling me I love you, or they love me. Mm. On the third day, they were showing me a picture of a ring that they had already previously brought. Like, it was so quick and so fast that I was just like, oh, this is fucking love bombing. Like, I know, I've never experienced it, but I know exactly what it is. Like, I was spot on, right? And then the second person, I let that go. moving forward, second person came along, it was excessive compliments. It was always the hey, beautiful, hi, beautiful, how are you doing, beautiful, how's your day going, beautiful. It was just very much so compliment after compliment after compliment, which, don't get me wrong, I love compliments, but not excessive compliments. I don't need every conversation we're having to have a beautiful in it. Every sentence you have with me to have a beautiful in it. Like, I know that I'm beautiful, like, and I'm not big headed. I'm very humble, don't get me wrong. But I don't need you to, in every sentence, tell me that, because then that makes me feel like, what are you trying to do? Like, you know, it seems ungenuine to me, and I didn't like that at all. So because it was just too much, I was just like, damn. This ain't my damn person either. Let that go. And then the third one, when they say third, I'm charm. The third one came along, and he was so fucking chill and so cool and so, like, matched my energy, my vibe, where I did not fucking realize it was love bombing until after the fact. Like, he was so fucking good and spot on to where I was just like, damn, this really is my person. Like, we soulmates. Like, what is this, twin? Like, I really, really thought that was my man for real. And I was like, damn, like, hell yeah, I'm about to do this. Hell yeah, I'm about to fly out to see you. Hell yeah, or you fly to me. Like, I was very much into it, because I really thought that, because I had experienced love bombing the first two times with him, because it was so, like, subtle, and it was very much so more like laid back. I didn't even like pick up on it. Like, I just thought it was very like, damn, this nigga, he just liked me. Like, what is you saying, God? Like, what is you saying to me right now? Like, I was like, this is my man. And the crazy thing is, like, I had prayed about it because I'm always like, you know, talking to God and stuff like that. So I prayed about it.
Yeah, I prayed about it.
Like, you know, what is this? Tell me if this is not for me. Like, you know, da 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 da. And I ain't gonna cap. Like, some stuff came back. And I was just like, damn. Like, but I was starting to actually like this person because I ain't gonna lie. I started to mirror him. Like, he pretty much would be like, oh, I love you, this, this, and that. But we were talking every day, like, getting to know each other. And it led up to that point of, oh, I love you. And I'm like, damn, I might do love this nigga. Like, it was just very, like, when I tell you he was so fucking slick, like, oh.
Player, player.
Oh, man. I just didn't know until after the fact. And then I'm a very, like, again, like, I'm an empath. So immediately after, like, just the whole thing went down after everything. Like, I was like, hold up. I think it took me, like, what was that? It took me, like, maybe 3 or 4 months to realize, oh, this nigga playing with me. Like, he dead ass playing. And I just remember, like, after seeing him one time, I remember, like, the next day, like, I woke up and I was just like, I kind of, like, had to let it out because I was like, damn, I got played. And I didn't even realize it until after the fact. I was like, this nigga just fucking played me. That's why, like, when the person was like, when I was having a conversation about whether or not love bombing is real, and they were like, they feel like it's a player just being a player, I feel like that is true in some instances. But I also feel like there are people who are very narcissistic out there who do that shit as a tactic to try to pull a person in, you know? And again, we have to think about what the fuck a narcissist is. We gotta, you know, talk about that. That is actually a mental fucking condition. And it's typically caused by trauma.
A lot of people don't know the true definition of a narcissist.
Right.
Or that they're being one.
Exactly. Sometimes. Some people don't even, you know, realize that's what they're doing. But those situations are typically caused by trauma, rejection, neglect, and a lack of support during childhood. So these are things like this person has pretty much grown to be this person and don't even know that they have this mental condition. And when they start to try to be in relationships, these are the things that they do when they try to look for relationships. And unfortunately, I fell for that. I'm not saying he was a narcissistic man, but he was a good dude. You know, whatever. Whatever is whatever. I'll never talk bad on him. I would never do that. Because, you know, I'll always have love. But at the end of the day, like, I didn't realize it until after the point. And I was like, God damn, here we go. Some women will get in a situation like that, and they'll either immediately self-reflect and be like, oh, I'll never do that shit again. Or they'll immediately, fuck that nigga, I'm about to go out here and fuck the next thing walking. And me, I had to self-reflect. Because listen, let's be real.
Yeah.
Some women have been taught the quickest way to get over one man is to get under another one. And let me tell you, I've never been that type of female to get under another man. I've never done that before. But it took me some time to get over that situation because I ain't never been played before. I ain't gonna cap. I never, okay? And I'm not calling myself a player, but definitely twin. When I say twin, this man was my fucking twin, like dead ass. So with that being said, it took me some time to like recoup from that because I was just like, God damn, what? How I didn't realize that. Like, but at the same time, I feel like when you're looking for love or you're looking for something and the person knows that's what you're looking for, they kind of, sometimes they can take advantage of that, you know? And they can kind of like feed into you.
Unfortunately.
That's how it, have you ever, I know you a man, but like, how do you feel like you've ever experienced love bombing?
Or do you feel like
you've ever done it?
Of course. Every man experiences love bombing every day. And I'm going to say it like this because now that y'all have these city girls and whatever else they want to call themselves, they love bomb all the time. And they try to make you their sugar daddy and shit like that. So, yeah, we experience that all the time. But, you know, I seen this little thing on Instagram the other day. And a lot of niggas are starting to, like, you know, choose peace over pussy. Oh. So I'm happy for them for that because, a lot of men was, like, really self-destructing over this little piece of pussy.
Yeah, I feel that. And I really, kudos to those men that are out here choosing to, you know, to rather be celibate than to be out here getting tricked in or become a trick and all type of shit. Because I ain't gonna lie, there's a lot of grimy, just like I said on the was it the last episode, I think? I can't remember. But there are some grimy females out here. Unfortunately, everybody's not genuine. Everybody don't have a heart because they've been through shit. So they feel like, oh, I gotta turn into this person that don't give a fuck. I gotta, you know, I can't show my heart. I can't show who I am. Like, baby, me, I'm a hopeless romantic. Like, obviously, I'm not gonna fall for the okie doke every time, but I'm definitely gonna put my cards out there. Like, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for you to reciprocate that. If you can't, you need to get the fuck on. Like, that's just that for me. So,
well,
I don't know.
But you know, hey, the times we're living in, you know, that's really what it is. It's
Do you feel like you've witnessed or been in a relationship with a narcissist before?
I believe I have.
Yeah.
But it's at the same time, it's so hard to be in the relationship with that person. Like, if you don't know off the bat that this person is a narcissist, it'll be hard for you because that's when they start to throw it on you. And then you start to thinking, like, damn, am I being a narcissist? Am I tripping? You know what I'm saying? So, they play a lot of mind games. You feel me? Yeah. So it's like they could throw you off your pivot, cause depression, all type of shit, just for you to, you know, fall for their way type shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of things you gotta watch out for nowadays, and it's kind of crazy because I kind of miss that old school love, like on the phone all night, feet kicked up in the air, like what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, I'm still sending your old school songs, like, yeah, baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, just caked up, but it ain't like that no more. Like,
listen, you gotta pay attention to that shit too. Cause listen, a man will dead ass for a person. I ain't gonna say a man, cause a person
both
will
ways.
Dead ass be sending you all type of love songs, this and that, talking to you. And then out of nowhere, like, come on, man. These men are fucking weird. People weird, bro. Get that shit the fuck away from me, please. Like, I don't want no, I don't want that. I don't deserve that. I ain't gonna lie. I've never done anything to deserve anything like that. So, bro, don't bring that shit my way. Ain't no karma. Ain't no none of that. Like, I've never done that. No, none of that shit. Like, nah.
See, my thing with it, too, is just like, at the end of the day, though, people gotta... You gotta start being real from the jump, like, bitch. If you just want to fuck, like,
hey, come on, man. Because,
like, you never know how I feel. I probably just want to fuck you too.
Let's
shit.
Go. What that's what I'm saying. Listen, like,
just let me know.
I be telling people nowadays, I ain't fucking off. I don't give a damn. Like, I feel like men, kind of like, and I'm very humble. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like a lot of men kind of see me as this fantasy. Like, okay, this is something I wish I could see. Like, let me see if I can type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, baby, be honest. What is it that you like? Come on, bro. I might be on the same time.
And too.
I may see you as the person that, damn, I like him, but I don't see no future with him. But I might want to do something else with you. Like, you never
Yes, you know.
know that. Like, be open with me. Don't think, oh, let me wine and dine her. I'm gonna get some pussy and then, like, no, because one, your ass gonna fall in love with me. Like, be fucking for real right now. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. We gonna end up in a goddamn 10-year relationship and your ass gonna look up like, well, what the fuck? Where'd the time go? Come on, man. But no, for real. A lot of times, people don't even realize that they're in relationships with narcissistic people until it's too late. Because I'm not gonna lie, they will pretend like they will literally have a fucking cover or a wool over your eyes until they don't give a fuck no more. Now it's time to show who the fuck they really are. Like, let's be real. I'm not gonna lie. Whew. I've listened. I don't even want to get too personal, but like, I don't want to get too personal. I really don't. But y'all, I've experienced a narcissist for majority of my adult years by one person, and shit, that should tell you a lot. Because if you really know me, that should let you know who the fuck it is right there. But
Lower.
listen,
Lower.
when I say narcissist. Man. And then don't really let it be known who the fuck they really are until they got you. Like, oh, you can't go nowhere now.
Right.
Where are you going?
That's why I hate for a person to be like, oh, I got you wrapped around my finger. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Because
don't
I'll
really
break
like
that.
that term either. Yeah, I don't really like that term either.
Break
And
that
I'm
finger real quick. What you talking about?
But you know, some men though, they'll try to trap you. Like, they'll try to get you pregnant and be like, you ain't going nowhere. Like, no. Women too. Women too. Don't get me wrong. Women will try to trap you too. They do. It is women. It is some.
I done experienced both ways.
I'm sorry. I ain't never trapping what man? Who? Who?
I ain't gonna lie, I had the little thoughts of it, but I'm like, at the same time, hold on, do I really wanna? I don't see no future with this person, really.
Right.
So it ain't no point in me even doing that. And then let alone the other way around, when a person tried to trap me, it was like on some shit like, hold on. First off, why are you on me without a condom?
Oh.
That's first off.
Oh.
Second, yeah, 'cause like, okay, I ain't gonna put it out there who it was or go too much in detail, but pretty much like, I was fucking with Shawty, feel me? And we used to do our little 1-2, but it was always with condoms. You gotta wrap it up, you feel me? So, but this particular night, I spent the night 'cause we were drinking and shit like that. Fell asleep, whatever. Next morning, I'm like, damn, hold on, I feel something warm and wet. What the fuck? And I just feel the bed move. I'm like, hold on, shit. I woke up, I'm like, oh, hey, hold on, wait, what you doing? And she had a whole little backstory. Oh, I want my kids and this and that. And woo, woo, woo. I'm like,
What?
man, look, bro, I'm talking about a whole backstory to it. I'm like, bro. I understand all that, but look, man, I
No, I
ain't
don't
ready.
stand not a thing in that moment. You gotta get
Like,
up off me. No, ma'am.
yeah, like, nah, hold on, man. What a condom, man. You tripping. Hold on now.
Oh no.
You already got me aroused, but look, you tripping though. We need that condom, baby. It ain't gonna
Oh
work like
no.
that. But yeah, like, I don't, man, look. I done had a lot of different crazy times, like, Jesus. Even the girl, I told her friend, and that's the thing why I say you should keep it real, people. But at the same time, people gotta comprehend when you keeping it real with them. Because I kept it real with this person. I'm like, look, bro, I don't see a future with us Now, if you still want to fuck, that's on you. But at the end of the day, I don't see a future. So, past fucking or being friends, that's how we're going to be. You know what I'm saying? So, don't get your hopes up. I don't know if that person took it as, oh, I'm going to make you change your mind or whatever, whatever. But I'm not a weak-willed nigga. You know what I'm saying? My mind's strong.
Mm-hmm.
And once I say something, that's just what the fuck I mean. Like, if I don't see no future, that shit dead. But yeah, so after we did our little whoop-de-whoop, whatever, she said right out, she was like, I love you. I said, oh, okay. And she said again, I said, I love you. I said, yeah, I love me too. Because now I feel like you're playing with me now. So now I'm going to show you I'm for real.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but hey, at the same time, I got to show you that I'm dead ass serious. Like, bro, I meant what I said.
Listen, y'all. At the end of the day, if a man is telling you this is not what he wanted, that's not what he wants, y'all got to take that. You can't change no man. You cannot change no man. You can't change nobody. And I'm not going to lie, you shouldn't even go into something with the mindset of, I'm going to change the person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that to change their mind. I used to. Baby, I don't like to say I'm grown, but I like to say I've grown.
Right.
I've grown so much. I used to, when I was young, I used to be like, oh, I want to change him. I want to fix him. I want to help him. Baby, I ain't helping nobody no more. And I don't mean in that way. I don't mean I'm not helping you, because, of course, you come to me, we trying to dwell on one, two, start a business, whatever. Baby, you need help with the credit. You need help with this and that. Oh, of course, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to do my part. But when it comes to me helping change your mental or your emotional, like, baby, I'm going to refer the nearest therapist. I dead ass believe in therapy. I don't know if y'all don't, but I definitely do. I feel like it works. I feel like they have strategies. I feel like they have things to actually help you improve different things that you're going through. And to be honest, I am not trying to be a doctor to a mental patient. I'm not trying to do any of that. Yeah. I'm not trying to be your mama. Will I nurture you? Of course, for sure. But I'm not, like, having you on my titty. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to take some pills?
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm at now.
But see, right there. That's when you got to reverse the roles, too. Because a woman always talking about, oh, I need a man that's going to heal me and this and that. That's going
to
get my mental bad. That's going to get my mind off. No, hold on. First off, baby, you need to heal you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's called self-healing. Mm-hmm. You got to heal yourself before you try to let somebody else come to the picture. You're going to be distraught.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get over the last situation. You jump into a new situation. How the fuck you going to move to the future and you still stuck in the past? Like, that don't make no sense to me. Like, I can go on with that, but I'm going to leave it right there.
You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I also do not agree with, I need somebody to make me happy. I don't agree with that at all. Like, do I want somebody to add to my happiness? Absolutely. But baby, happiness comes from within.
Exactly.
I'm not looking for you to make me happy. Because then when you make me mad, I'm going to be mad. Like, exactly. No, I'm not about to allow nobody to control my emotions. Emotions are you. Like, it comes from inside of you, sweetie. Nobody should be able to come and regulate how you are feeling. Whatever they say to you, like, all those things do not determine how you react. You're the person who determines how you react. You too.
Exactly.
How to regulate your emotions. Get that together. Learn how to control your emotions, sweetie.
At the end of the day, sure, all I need is just come be my peace.
Yeah.
Come be my peace when I come from out this crazy ass world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. Like, you feel me? Like, All that other crazy shit, like, man, look, we too grown nowadays and all that toxic shit.
Yeah.
That shit for the birds. Like, I don't even like arguing no more. I'd rather walk off, go play the game, something. Like, I just started looking at a motherfucker nowadays, just like, I ain't even gonna argue with you, bro.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I've never been the type of person to argue. Like, I'm sorry, but we gotta, like, I'm okay with talking about it, and if you want to talk about it in this very moment, I'll give you some time to cool down. But you ain't about to raise your voice a certain octave with me, because who you talking to? Like, it's not happening. It's not, and it's not even in a combative way, but I'm going to remove myself. And a person may look at it as you're ignoring me, but I'm not ignoring you. I'm just choosing not to argue or sit here and turn it into something that it doesn't have to be. Like, it's definitely called effective communication. And if you don't know how to do that correctly, baby, again, go see a therapist. Work.
Ain't
go
gonna
see
work.
A therapist. Or it's not going to work.
Fighting fire with fire.
Hmm?
I said fighting fire with fire.
Yeah. I am all for, you know, okay, you ain't got it together. Because, all right, yeah, I am into the come healed, but if I see that you're a good man, I'm not going to be like, oh, you ain't healed yet, you got to go. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to allow you that time to, hey, get it together now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see something. I see a, you know, let's go. Get it together. What do you need from me to help you get it together? Like, do you need me to sit and listen to you? Do you need me to be a shoulder to cry on? And I also want to be that safe space for you to feel like you're able to be that vulnerable with me. So I know a lot of men don't like to open up to women because, and I've heard it so much to where it's like, it makes me sick to my stomach. I've heard men get on podcasts and say, everything a woman, like if I go to a woman and I try to tell her about my vulnerability, she gonna throw it back in my face. For the man that has happened to, I am so sorry to y'all.
Every time.
I am so sorry to y'all. There are women out here though that don't do that. There are healed women out here that do not throw stuff back in your face. I'm telling you that now.
But you know the crazy thing about that too?
What?
It'd be so hard to decipher between that because it's like, just like Kevin Gates said, it's so hard to tell you a good woman because you're standing next to hoes.
Oh.
And you know what it is. Birds of a feather, they flock together. Damn. So how am I supposed to tell that you're a good woman if you're standing with hoes?
I see that. But you also have to.
You can't judge, though, too.
That's cool. I just think sometimes it takes time. You got to get to know a person, get to know a person in and out before you can sit there and tell them all your goddamn deepest, darkest secrets, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a given. That's a given.
It definitely takes time to decipher those things. And you got to ask. Sometimes you got to pray and ask God for discernment. Like, you got to be like, God, I think this is a good woman, but show me. Like, you know, show me what it is, if it is or if it isn't. Like, you just have to have those conversations or pray, you know, whatever y'all do. If y'all don't believe, shit, be like, hey. Look, I need to know what's up. I don't know. But so when it comes to, like, for example, genuine connection, I feel like, as opposed to, you know, you being in a love bombing situation, when it comes to, like, genuine connections, that genuine connection won't pressure you. You won't. They also won't make you feel like you have a sense of entitlement to your time or to your attention. And they'll also be willing to the boundaries that you set, or they'll set boundaries with you, you know?
Right.
So I feel like the genuine connections are the ones that we have to pay more attention to. And I don't say pay more attention to the love bombing. It does come. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes they stick out like a sore thumb. Like I said, my first two, I knew immediately. The third one, Oh, I didn't know at all until the end. Like, I did not know that man was love bombing me. Like, I didn't know. And God, I wish I did. But hey, experiences make us who we are and they make us better. They either make us or break us. And baby, one thing about me, yeah. I'm gonna heal myself. I'm good on all that. But
Trying to tell you.
we should definitely try to start like having genuine connections with people. And that's why on the last episode when I was talking about dating multiple people, this is what I mean when I say that. I don't mean it as in go out here and be a hoe this and hoe that and whatever, and you, oh yeah, I'm dating this nigga this at this time and this man taking me out at 3 hours later or this and that. I don't mean it in that way. I just mean get to know different people so you can decipher which one is for you. Figure out which connection is going to be the genuine one, and the ones that are looking like they're going to be the love bombing ones, get move them shits out of the way. So now you're not just dating that one person, and it's up in the air whether or not they love bombing you or if it's genuine or not. Like, take that time to, let's say you're dating three people at the same time. You think you dating three women or three men, be open. Look, hey, I like you. I'm dating two other people. I'm trying to get to know people just to see where I stand with them, how they stand with me, because I'm looking for something that's real right now, and I want to know, you know, what fits me better or what fits me best. If they not okay with that, get them out of the way, because they should be open.
Yeah, because you're doing your thing already. Just you trying to keep secret, so
Exactly.
might as
You want
well
me
be
to
real
lie?
to each other. Yeah,
You
might as
want me
well be
to lie
real.
to you? And if a man said that to a woman, 9 times out of 10, if she'd be like, oh, I ain't dealing with this, he's gonna be like, all right, baby, you right. And lie behind your back. Be for real.
Exactly. That's why I feel like certain shit, it'd be our fault, because instead of us being open to what that person's trying to tell you, you're trying to tell that person what they're trying to tell you. You can't do that, because if a person, not, I ain't, now don't get me wrong, now some people who, that be lying when they're trying to tell you certain shit, now, I can understand that. But when a person is genuinely telling you something, adhere to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, adhere to it, because they could be really telling you something that could be detrimental to y'all relationship, that could be detrimental to what's gonna be for y'all future. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm telling you this is what the problem is, don't tell me this is the problem.
Oh yeah, for sure. You gotta be receptive.
Yeah, because if I'm telling you this is the problem, like, hello world, where that light bulb at? Let it ding. You feel me? Like, dang.
But you
But
know, sometimes we have to remember that we all see the world in our own way. Everyone has a perception of what life is and how they view life. Me being, you know, obviously in a long relationship, that long relationship I was in with my kid's father, like he saw the relationship in a different light than I did. I saw it in a different way. And I didn't realize that until the end. Like, damn, like that's really how you think, bro? Like, what? Where have I been all these years? Like, we ain't been on the same page. Like, what the fuck? Like, and it wasn't even about us not being on the same page. It was about he viewed it a lot differently. And a lot of times that comes from your upbringing. If, for example, you were raised in a toxic environment, or it was just very, like, not supportive to your mental or emotional well-being, you're gonna see the world from a different view. You may see that a lot of people are out to get you and ain't nobody genuine and everybody fake out here. So that's how you view in the world. You going into a relationship on survival mode. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm going into love to love you through thick and thin. That's how I'm going through this. I'm going through this relationship with genuine intention. So if you trying to come into the situation like that, like, please, go on. Go on, please.
But
Don't bring it my way.
see how I used to do stuff. Like, if I'm going into a new relationship, or you know, we talking or whatever, Now, see, before how I used to do it, I used to give you like 30 minutes to an hour to like kind of, tell me about yourself type situation. And I kind of make a mental judgment on you. Not saying that I'm judging you, but I make a mental judgment like, okay, I'm not feeling what you're telling me because I feel like you're going to be this way. Then once you show me that, that's why I'm like, okay, I see, I already knew we weren't going to be together. And I'm going to tell you,
I feel that.
we ain't going to work, bro. Like, we ain't going to work. But now, like, I try to stop doing that because that's like, you're giving the affirmation for it to be that way. You know what I'm saying? So
Absolutely, and trust
now,
is everything.
So now I kind of just be like, okay, I'm just going to go into it wholeheartedly, just genuinely going to try to get to know you and try to, just see where things go. I'm not going to come in with the past. Oh, this person did this, so you going to do the same. No, I'm not doing
For
that. No.
sure. For
Because
sure.
I can't pin something that somebody else did on you. No, that's not gonna work. And then some people you do that too, they gonna start doing it to you for real. Like, I might as well. You already said I'm doing it. But like that's
And
why I
that's
say that's a lot of self-destruction right there because you putting this on me, so now I'm finna do it because you saying I'm doing it. Like, that's fire with fire.
I feel that. And that's why, that's one of the reasons, like, I remember me saying before, I don't agree with telling a man what it is you're looking for in a man. I don't believe in that. But now I'm also starting to believe you shouldn't tell a man everything that your ex, like, for example, you were in a horrible relationship and a man treated you horribly. You shouldn't tell a man that. Why the hell would you tell him that? Because he about to use that shit to be like, oh, he did that. He was able to get away with that. Oh, I can do that same thing. I might be able to do a little bit worse, and you might not leave me. You might stick it out a little bit because you stuck it out with him. How long you stuck it out with him? For 5 years? Damn. I might be able to get 6 years and treat you like shit too. Like, I don't agree with telling a man like every not. I don't want to say everything. I don't mean lie. I'm not saying, oh, tell him it was like, peaches and cream or whatever. But definitely, I feel like moving forward, it should be, I don't want to talk about it, or I would rather not talk about it type shit. Like, I don't.
Oh, that's the past. We're gonna leave it at
Right, let's talk about the future, baby. Ain't no, let's not dwell on that. And
that.
kind of like you said, I've situations before, like I've heard of people saying like, oh, shit, since you keep accuse me of cheating, you keep saying I'm cheating, you keep saying I'm cheating, and then guess what? I went out there and cheated. Like, what the fuck kind of mindset is that?
It be a it be on some shit like, damn, bitch. I ain't gonna lie to like that shit. Just hearing that shit every day, all day, it kind of it's like, okay, for instance, for a woman, when y'all have y'all turnoffs, and it be so strong to when the next man come, y'all kind of like fall into his arms type situation. Then y'all start treating the other man like shit. I ain't gonna say y'all, but certain women that do it. They start treating the current man like shit and treat this new man like a king. When in actuality, you should have been treating the old man like a king and the new one. You shouldn't even been there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where shit get fucked up too. Because now this new nigga, he know you cheating on your dude. So why he gonna want you?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't think about that. You cheating on her, so but you cheating on him, you cheating on her. I ain't finna let you cheat on me. You
That's
know what I'm
true.
saying? Like, I don't know. People, I don't know. A lot of things people just don't think about. Like, I don't know. I think about a lot. And it's just like, even with what you talking about, like, I agree with you. But I also agree, like, okay, if even if you do tell it that one time. And then after that, leave it alone. Don't talk about it no more. Don't keep bringing, oh, this person used to do this for me. Da
Right.
da da. Because what women don't understand, when you start telling us what the next man did for you, we're gonna start getting to a mindset, well, bitch, why the fuck you ain't still with that man? You was so good, but you're telling me he owes so bad. Like, which one is it? And then it gets to a point like, damn, are you still in love with this person? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why you keep telling me what this other person did? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's discouraging, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, we supposed to be emotionless and this and that. And woo. At the end of the day, no. Everybody got emotions. Everybody got feelings. Yeah, we play this hard, tough exterior because that's what we have to do. That's how we was programmed. But a nigga don't want to hear that, bro. Like, not every day, at least. Like, a nigga don't want to hear that shit because you just going to be like, well, damn, bitch, I'm doing all this for you. So now I just feel like, bitch, it ain't enough. I ain't going to be enough for you, so why am I here?
Yeah. I think it's definitely important to make your partner feel needed, to feel important. It's very important to just make sure that they know where they stand. And ladies, it's okay with giving your man reassurance. It's like, we want reassurance. Men want reassurance too. Like, they shouldn't be the only ones giving us reassurance. Men want to feel wanted. And it's okay with giving them that.
And stroke our ego, baby. Stroke my ego, baby. I'm with you. I'm with you, baby. Yeah, stroke that ego. Yeah, baby.
So I want to know, when it comes to, like, love languages, right? Mm-hmm. Let me get into that. So there are 5 different love languages, and those are words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, gifts, and physical touch. Now, do you feel like we kind of like talked about when it came to love bombing? Do you feel love languages are important in a relationship? And what is yours?
Well, you know, I'm not going to lie. I just recently learned about love languages.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that was a thing. I thought that was some shit that a woman made up. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is a love? You know, we never was taught that. You know, growing up broken homes and shit. We don't know nothing about no love languages and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, as I look more into it, like, I kind of made up my own love language.
Oh.
Well, I think one of them is made up. The rest is probably within that 5.
Mm-hmm.
But mine, I would like mental stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
Touch, of course. You know, words of encouragement. And, you know, like, that's basically about all. Like, yeah, words of encouragement, mental stimulation. And touch, obviously, everybody want to be touched by their spouse. Like, he ain't touching me, there's something wrong. But, and when I say mental stimulation, like, it's just like basically stroking my ego. You feel me? Like, I want you, basically, everything we just talked about, like, stroke my ego, make me feel like I'm wanted, show me that I'm actually needed here.
Yeah.
Because once a man feel like his home ain't a home, oh, that shit destroyed. That shit is destroyed. When a man feel like a home ain't his home no more, why am I here?
Yeah.
And you're gonna be looking at him like he's a lost puppy. Cause he is. You feel me? So it just, you know, just like I seen even a lady say, she like, you got to make your man feel as you want to feel. Because at the end of the day, if it's only one-sided, you're going to get a fake version of that man, and you're not going to like it. You ain't going to like it.
I agree. I feel like you should love on that person how you want that person to love on you. But I'm not going to cap. I have done that before. Yeah, when I was younger, mind you, I tried to... You know how they used to say, like, you can't love a person into loving you? I like everything I wanted, I tried to do to that person or for that person, and it was never reciprocated. It was never appreciated. So in that sense, that's why I actually feel like the like love languages are important in a relationship, because what my love language may be, my partner's love language may not be. And if I'm trying to love them in that way, they may not receive it. They may not, you know, be like, okay, I feel, you know, what, you know, my partner doing. So let me get on board. And I just want to go back, because I know you said that back in the day, you didn't know nothing about love languages and you thought that, you know, it was made up. I do want to say that it came from a Baptist pastor named Gary Chapman. He's credited with developing the theory of love languages, and it was introduced in his 1992 book, The Five Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate. He came up with the idea after counseling couples at his church who were seeking help with their marriages. So technically, the five love languages were made up by a man, not by a woman. And
stand corrected.
Right. he was a marriage counselor and trying to, you know, figure out how to help, you know, people in a marriage. Like, okay, well, you like things done this way and you like things done that way. So maybe if you do this for your partner, maybe they'll appreciate you more. Or maybe if you, you know, try to love them in this way, it may, you know, help them see you and actually understand you. And maybe y'all, you know, marriage may come together as a union or, you know, to help it. And so now when it comes to that, I definitely feel that my love languages are all of them. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I exhibit all, or I would prefer all of them. But definitely number one for me is physical touch. I need it. Like, I need, you know, sit when we out in public, I want to hold hands. We at a restaurant, I want you to sit next to me. If we in the bed, I need your leg on my leg, even if we done got into a heated discussion, because I don't do the arguing stuff. But even if we've gotten into, you know, a very hot and spicy debate, like, I need your leg on my leg, sir. Like, I need something. Like, I need to feel
love.
Exactly. I need that physical touch. But I also want to say, too, though, that it's very important to recognize what our partner's love language is. And even if we have to ask them, like, damn, babe, like, what's your love language? Like, because I say these things to you and you don't really respond to them. So, and I see that I touch you a certain way and you, you know, kind of like shy away from me. So, like, is it quality time? Like, you want me to spend more time with you? Like, I really think that's important, to actually love a person the way that they need to be loved and not in the way that we want to love them, you know? Because at the end of the day, it may not work out that way, you know? And I felt it. I felt that when you said the mental stimulation, because I am, I love intellectual conversations.
Definitely.
Like, if you get me in a mental or just a intellectual conversation, we're going to be talking for fucking hours, and I love that. It, like, opens me up, and it makes me feel like, damn, like, we ain't just, you know, talking about no. Obviously, I can be a weird person, too. Like, we could talk about fucking space and fucking aliens. Like, I don't even care.
I just
I don't know. I'm also a talker, too. I like to talk about a lot of different things. So definitely, if you can get me to hold a conversation, like a real actual conversation with you, that lets me know right there, like, yeah, I can fuck with you. Like, definitely.
Right.
For sure.
And, you know, I ain't gonna lie, you said something that kind of triggered me a little bit.
Right.
About the communication.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know. Yes, communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
But also understanding it.
Because
I could communicate with you all day, but if you're not understanding where I'm coming from, or I'm not understanding where you're coming from, then that communication is going out the window. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, people really got to understand, like, stop being so quick to go into attack mode. Stop being so quick to respond. You know, sometimes just sit back, listen, and actually see where that person coming from. Because you never know. That person might really be crying out for help for you, and you're not paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they trying to really want, they want to get together. They want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to figure it out. But at the end of the day, no matter in any relationship, it always takes two to tango.
You're
so
right.
At the end of the day, if that person failed, you failed also. Because that's y'all relationship. Y'all
You're
both
right.
failed. Y'all failed each other. So at the end of the day, you know, y'all just kind of like stop being so quick to up and leave and, oh, fuck that nigga, I'm going to find another one. Oh, fuck this bitch, I'm going to go fuck another hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop being so quick to do that and just kind of, like, sit back and, like,
quick
see
and
what's
anger.
Going on. Yeah, stop that. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all are some mad people. Y'all mad. Y'all be real hurt. Like, and I understand, because I came from a place like that before. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I was an angry-ass child. For what? I didn't really know.
And let me tell you, it definitely starts with your childhood, and that's why I be telling my kids now, like, don't be so quick and angry. I'm trying to, definitely, I'm not trying, I'm doing it, because Tom is lying, but I am raising my kids to be actual good people, actually good, like, adults. Like, once they do become adults, I'm definitely teaching them the ways, like, look, bro, be patient. Patience is a virtue, like, I really be on that shit. I be on it, especially on my daughter. And it's weird because she's a Libra like me, but she's so hot-headed. I've never met a hot-headed Libra in my life. Like, when I tell you this little girl, oh, my God. Oh, man. My son is a Pisces. He's so chill. Like, oh, don't get me wrong. He can turn up real quick. But he's more chill. She's super sweet. Don't get me wrong. We're sweet. I'm a sweet person. Libras are super sweet. We're caring. We're nurturing. But when I tell you this girl goes from 0 to 1,000, but I'm teaching them not to be so quick in anger. Definitely, because when you're doing that as a child and it becomes, okay, now you're an adult, that's how you're going to go about your relationships, no matter if it's a romantic relationship, no matter if it's a professional relationship. You're going to think it's okay to do that. And, sweetie, it's not. I'm sorry.
Right.
So let me be the first person to teach you that it's not okay. And I definitely agree. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I definitely agree with the communicating. And that's why I said effective communicating is key.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the comprehension as well, like you were saying. You know, making
definitely.
Sure we comprehend each other and understand each other. I definitely agree with that. But I'm going to go ahead. It is time for our drink of the day. And tonight we are going to be talking about this drink that I kind of created. And y'all can find it on my TikTok. A little mix. It's called Lime You Out. Okay. So I can
talk. It's called what?
It's called, okay, so you know the song Slime You Out?
Yeah.
By Drake and SZA, whatever. Like, I was, like, listening to that song one time. And I was like, damn, what is this drink going to be? And I was like, slime is green. And the drink, like, contains, like, you know, green whatever. So I was like, damn, Lime You Out. I like that. And, you know, it got lime in it. So, yeah, it's called Lime You Out. What I do is, I mix Patron, Sprite, and then this Buzz Ball. It is the Lime Rita Chiller. Mix those together, and I also put like a, just for garnish, like a lime on the side. You can salt or sugar your rim, but this concoction is, that's so good. Y'all gotta try it.
That sounds worse than a lemon drop.
To be honest, it may be, because when I tried that, I did like the drink for it. Y'all can, again, watch it on my TikTok, on Little Mix. When I made it, I was like, damn, this is good. But then the more I was drinking it, I was like, damn, this is good. But I was starting to get fucked up. And again, because I'm not like a heavy drinker, I don't know if it's because my tolerance is just not high or if I be making them drinks extra strong. But man,
probably a little both.
Probably a little both. Like, that really gets it. It gets me to the point. I do like a lot of my drinks. I like to mix them. My mixers, a lot of them be Sprite. I love to mix my drinks with Sprite, unless it's of course like a dark liquor or something like that. I don't really do Sprite, but for sure, this one, 10 out of 10. That's all I can say. 10 out of 10. But anyway,
try that.
So y'all should definitely try it. Y'all can again watch it on my TikTok. But this is the end of our episode. I do want to thank y'all for listening to another episode. Stay tuned for another one. I am going to be doing a video episode soon, coming soon, not telling y'all when. Just going to pop out with it.
I got to pop out and show this.
Exactly. Look, not too much on Drake, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, no. I'm gonna leave that about right. Okay.
I fuck with the song. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Love it, but
Drake lover.
Not so much. All right, that's what. But anyway, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Little Mix. Bye.